the New Age and the occult?
Yeah, cool. And I know, Dr. Stan, that you've been very, very thankful in the past and or for many, many years for a lot of our, you know, our founding documents that, while by no means overtly Christian, and we wouldn't say that we're a Christian nation, we definitely say that we have a form of government that recognizes the depravity of human nature. And with three branches of government, the founding fathers recognized that that human nature is basically evil, and that there needs to be each branch of government need to protect themselves from each other. Well, the paradigm shift that we've gone through in the nation on a fundamental level is we're basically, instead of seeing man as fallen and depraved and fallen into a sinful state, we're embracing a mentality that man is evolving into becoming God, which is the basic occult teaching that we're basically going from, you know, New Age evolutionary science from a New Age perspective is that we're going from slime to divine. And what's interesting about this whole thing is we're starting to put our hope more and more in humankind. And as a result, we're looking for powers from within and rather than seeking God from without. And we're starting to look into our hearts. Well, the Bible says the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? As man turns inward and looks for occult power, he's unleashing these very demonic forces that are controlling, you know, the forces in the world at large. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, you know, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And now we're at a time where, for instance, the United Nations has promised to bring peace. In fact, they misquote Isaiah chapter 11, which talks about meeting when the Lord returns, when Jesus Christ establishes his kingdom on the planet, that people will beat their swords into plowshares. But the UN has a statue in their garden that basically has that scripture on it, as though mankind's going to bring forth world peace and that we're the saviors and what have you. And sadly today, and more in our country, people are looking toward occult powers, are looking toward humanity to fix the problems, and we can't fix the problems. I mean, we can govern, but we're not the ultimate answer to eternity and to life beyond the grave.
Well, you know, it's basically our founding fathers believed that you'll either be ruled by God or you'll be ruled by tyrants. If people suddenly were ruled by God, they would take care of themselves, they would look after themselves, they would help one another. But of course, if you are not ruled by God, then you're going to have another source of power, and that of course is the government. And basically what happens is you get these evil people. You don't get good people into government, you get bad people into government who want power. And unfortunately, if you have a Christian, he's going to want to limit the power of government. You have suddenly somebody from the New Age, the occult, they want to expand it over every aspect of your life. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand, supply, there is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried food, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Joe simply quotes St. Paul talking about how in the latter days people would be lovers of self, and this is really what's happening today. Basically, you're answerable to God, or you're answerable to yourself, and when you're answerable to yourself, well, you're going to do all sorts of terrible things because man is inherently depraved. Pastor Joe is simply talking about this game that they have now. I think they call it assault, something like that, where somebody is simply walking down the street. They see a person there, and they go over and hit them to see if they can knock them out with one blow. What sort of madness is that? And yet, you, Sydney, apparently this is very, very widely practiced. And young people simply walk up to somebody they never saw before and hit them right in the face to see if they can knock them out. By Joe. The foundation of a nation, and they've destroyed the foundation of the United States. And none of our leaders and many of our ministers are not even telling us that. Pastor Joe, you go right ahead.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. What's so heartbreaking about what we're seeing with the kids now is, and it's not just simply as disgusting as the game as that is that it would, is that different people would be excited about it. As you'll see several people walking together, and when young man will do it, maybe there's guys and gals together, and the others will laugh. And just to see the hardness of people's hearts today. Jesus said in the last days, he said that the love of many would grow cold and that lawlessness would increase. And we're in a period of time where, you know, Paul, says people would be without love. And the King James Version says without natural affection. The Greek right there is the word storge. The word storge, it means without, it says astorge, which is without storge. And storge, there's different Greek words for love, as you know, Dr. Stan, phileo, Philadelphia, you know, brotherly love. There's agape or agapao is the verb for basically sold out kind of love, often used of God's love. And there's eros, which is a romantic kind of love between the husband and wife. And all these words are used in the Greek New Testament except for eros. But there's another word that's rarely used, and it's storge, and it means family love. And it says that people will be without family love in the last days, and we're adopting that mentality, that, you know, that whole it takes a village mentality, that we're one world, that the government needs to raise you, as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, that government becomes basically God, and we've seen how that's worked out with the Solomon. We're starting to put our, or we have been for many years now, putting our trust more and more in man, and these things lead up to judgment because God doesn't. God will not be mocked, the Bible says, that he takes these things very seriously, and we're going to reap what we sow. And when we look at the judgment and the seals and the trumpets and the bowls, there's a lot of heavy things coming down the pike. And I personally lay a lot of it at the feet of what's happening in education. Many millions and millions of young people being told, oh, by the way, Dr. Stanley, it might be wise to talk for a few minutes just about just Darwin himself. Was this inquisitive privately? Where were they at? Where were their heads at? And a lot of people aren't aware that Darwin had an anger toward the Christian God. It wasn't as though he didn't believe deep down. In fact, the Bible says the atheist, or that the fool says in his heart there's no God. The scriptures say that the atheist is suppressing the knowledge of God and holding down the truth. The Greek says, the Greek word is translated suppressing means to hold down, much like somebody would hold down a jack-in-the-box that would otherwise pop out, that people are holding down the knowledge of God through atheistic teaching. And so Darwin, according to the scriptures, is making a moral choice. And what's interesting about Darwin in this respect is Darwin, when he wrote to Huxley, who was called his bulldog because Darwin was very sickly, a lot of people felt, a lot of historians that have studied Darwin believe his chronic sickness had to do, was more psychosomatic. It had to do with his fear that he was turning people away from God and what have you. And because he basically started really becoming militant about his viewpoint after his daughter Annie had died. And he blamed God, many people believe, for that. Didn't go to her funeral even. And at that time, he said that some devil's chaplain should write a book about these lower forms of creation. And the devil's chaplain was the nickname of a blasphemer that was put in jail twice for blasphemy, dressing up like a clergyman, but blaspheming God and the pubs and what have you, that had visited the university that Darwin had gone to. Darwin said some devil's chaplain should write a book like that. Well, guess what? Darwin became the devil's chaplain. He wrote that book, and he wrote to Huxley in a private letter thanking him for propagating the gospel. And then he says, i.e., the devil's gospel. I think that's interesting when you consider, you know, that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. And I don't think this is a big accident that people are under this delusion. In fact, it's interesting because when you look at how Satan works, the whole concept of just seeking to erase God from someone's mind is absolutely brilliant in a wicked way. And that's actually what's taking place for many people. And Darwin actually said that he liked what Lyell did. Lyell had written a book against, the Christian view of the flood, and just tried to change the whole concept of what happened in geology and what have you, and try to explain away all the, you know, cataclysmatic effects that we see on the earth from a flood. And Darwin said he did it in a sideways kind of way. He didn't go in a frontal assault and attack the Bible, but it sideways. He says he wasn't like Voltaire, who was more doing a forward attack. And Darwin said that he liked the sideways attack against Christianity. That's in another private letter. When you start putting these pieces together, it becomes very apparent that that Darwin had opened himself up to these very forces that would seek to vanquish God from American consciousness, not just American, but of course European at that time, but world consciousness.
Yeah, I'm sure that's absolutely right. And for people to understand is some of these people openly acknowledge that their loyalty is to the devil. That's exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And what's happened now is Darwinism has been, there's a whole new age. The new age has basically pushed its own form of Darwinism, and that is getting back to the whole concept that we are evolving into gods. And you're very aware, Dr. Stan, you did a book on the occult brotherhood, men in secret societies in high places, and it's rampant throughout the world right now in regard to elitists. And our country, my personal conviction is that our country will play a pivotal role in the end time scenario. Many people believe, hey, there's going to be a rapture. We Christians are in America. Christians are in, when the rapture compared to other countries, and America is not in prophecy at all. My personal conviction is even if the rapture does happen and did happen before the tribulation, which I think that's another discussion itself, I don't believe a ton of Christians would be leaving high places in American society. I don't believe this nation would suffer a lot from its leadership in regard to politically, because I don't believe there are a whole lot of God-fearing men and women in places of pulling strings in the government. So my belief is that our country plays a pivotal role in the book of Revelation in the end time. And I personally, Dr. Stan, it's my personal conviction. I'll just share with you my personal conviction is that I believe that the Middle Eastern territories, the old Roman Empire, the eastern side of the Roman Empire, is talked about throughout the scripture as the final beast empire. But I believe way over here in the United States of America, we play a role. book of Daniel, and we try to say, okay, and the book of Revelation, we say, okay, who does the Bible identify as the, this beast empire in the end times? It's interesting that in Daniel chapter 2 and chapter 4 and chapter 7, when you look at these chapters, you see at one point Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. He doesn't want to share it with anybody. He doesn't even trust his own occult advisors to give him the truth. So he doesn't even share. He says, hey, I don't even remember it. So now he's going to know who's telling him the truth regarding this dream. Daniel interprets his dream, and it's interesting because his dream represents the final, you know, the big empires that lead up to the very end. And the head of gold, he says, is you, Nebuchadnezzar. That's Babylon, which was one of the ancient wonders of the ancient seven wonders of the world. And then there was the silver, which was the Medo-Persian Empire that succeeded the Babylonian Empire. And, you know, had two arms, just like the Medes and the Persians, two ears. Then there was the brass, which was the Grecian Empire. Then there were the legs of iron, which were the Roman Empire. And then the Roman Empire would, you know, mutate into something far different, where there'd be these 2 feet mixed with clay and also mixed with iron and with 10 toes. These 10 world powers that would give their power to the Antichrist. What's interesting about this, and I can hear that music come and stand, so I think we pick this up. So right at the next part.
Well, no, you go ahead. I'll tell you when to stop. But basically, there were 10 toes. And basically, what are those 10 toes? Are those the European nations, or does that include America as well?
Well, I believe this view is a view that I've had for some time, but others have been espousing it now, and I'm not the first one that's espoused it. But I believe those 10 toes don't represent necessarily European powers. It's possible that some of them do. But I believe when Daniel describes this, he describes this final beast. We know in the book of Revelation.
We're going to have to hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. Our guest is Pastor Joe Schimmel. And we're simply talking about the prophecies of the end times.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Joe is indeed covering something I'd never thought of before, but the similarities between the description of the end times and the Revelation and certainly Daniel, and certainly basically, of course, Daniel's prophecy to the ruler, basically about this man, of course, with his head of gold and certainly a chest of silver and all the various other things that he describes down to the legs of iron, the two legs of iron, and then the 10 toes. And how similar that is, of course, to what we see basically in Daniel's description of this animal with the head of a lion and certainly going all the way down. And certainly, as in the Revelation, we hear about the 10 toes. So in Daniel, why we hear about the beast with seven, with 10 heads and with 10 horns and 7 heads. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, what's amazing about that, when you put that together, and I'm grateful that you went through a review of that quickly, because in Revelation 13, especially when we consider that the book of Revelation unseals the book of Daniel, and then remember the final beast. Are you still there, Dr. Stan?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay.
Right ahead.
Yeah, you remember that final beast that that Daniel sees. He sees the 10 horns, but he says it was diverse from all the other beasts. There was a diversity in that beast. And then Revelation 13 describes it. He says that final beast that has the 10 horns, he says it had the head of a lion and the body of a leopard and the feet of a bear. Now, that's amazing when you think about it, because Daniel's vision, who was the lion, who was the bear, who was the leopard? And Daniel said to Nebuchadnezzar, he said, you're the head of gold, which correlated with the lion, which, by the way, we've found in recent times that the lion was the ancient Babylonian standard. And it's interesting because the lion that was Babylon, which is modern-day Iraq. And then if you look at the bear, that was Medo-Persia, which is modern-day Iran. And then if you look at the leopard, that was the Grecian Empire, which was part of Syria, all the way from Greece to Syria. In fact, Antiochus Epiphanes, who was a picture of the Antichrist, who Daniel actually spoke of, how he would desecrate the temple as a picture of the Antichrist, he took his standards into the temple, the Jewish temple, and he slaughtered a pig and had pig's blood, which was unclean to the Jews, wiped on the walls and what have you, and sacrificed a pig to Zeus, the false god Zeus. And that was a picture of the ultimate abomination of desolation of the Antichrist in the future. But he was the Syrian king, even though he was Greek. And what I'm saying, Dr. Stan, is the book of Revelation identifies the animals that are associated with the end time empire are associated with these Middle Eastern territories. Now, how would this fit into America? And this is where this gets really, in my mind, incredibly heavy. By the way, let me also say that when we look at the Gog and Magog war, some prophecy buffs like to put that war prior to Armageddon. However, if you read that battle at the end, there in 38, 39, and 40 of Ezekiel, it mentions different nations like Iran, or I should say Persia, different Islamic nations. In fact, almost all Bible scholars agree that almost every nation that's mentioned there that comes against Israel in the end times there are today Islamic nations. And then when you couple that with the fact that in Psalm chapter 83, oh, by the way, let me just say this, is after that war, the armies are destroyed by fire from God, from heaven, and it says there'll no longer be war after that. So there's no Armageddon after that. That is Armageddon. And that is an Islamic empire, just like we read with the bear, the lion, and the leopard. That's the Islamic. Now, some of us say, well, Joe, wait a minute. Daniel chapter 9, it talks about how the prince, the people to come, the people, the prince to come, will destroy the temple, the sanctuary, and Daniel 9. And that happened in Jesus' day in 70 AD. And that was Titus, the Roman general, that destroyed the temple, the sanctuary. But what they're not aware of is that the Roman Empire was not just Europe. The Roman Empire, Paul twice identifies himself as a Roman citizen in the book of Acts. In fact, we have the eastern leg of the Rome. We have the two legs, the two legs of iron. Remember, Dr. Stan, there's two legs of iron in that image that Nebuchadnezzar had. One was Europe, and I do believe Europe will play a part of this. Part in this. The other leg was the eastern side of the Roman Empire, which was centered eventually in Constantinople. And when you put these things together, along with, say, for instance, Psalm chapter 83, it talks about in Psalm chapter 83 that the nations will come against Israel and say, let us cut her off and cause her to cease from being a nation. In fact, it says, and I'll read a couple of the verses, it says...
Hold that thought. We'll get to those just as soon as we get back here with Pastor Joe Schimmel.
And most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dan, and Pastor Joe is just trying to show the correlation between what we read in the Bible and what is unfolding in the Middle East at this time. We can't interpret all of it at the present time, but we do see the alignment of the nations very much as described in the various parts of this Holy Scriptures. Go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
That, I think it's fascinating that we think of the Antichrist coming from the people of the prince to come that would destroy the temple, you know, the city, the sanctuary. Actually, Josephus tells us that the sanctuary was destroyed by Arab conscripts, that the Romans didn't want to destroy the temple. They had their system called Pax Romana, where they would, you know, very unique for that period of time, where they would take over a region and they'd let people still worship their god. Usually, when one nation took over another, they would topple their gods, they'd burn their temples. They'd butcher their gods or take their idols and make them and put them before their idols as though they'd been conquered. Jews had no idols that were truly following the Lord. It was an idolless temple, because the God of the Bible is the invisible God, the true God that isn't made in the form of an idol. So it's interesting because the people that were around Israel at the time, there's such a hatred for the Jews as there is today that they destroyed the temple. And it was against Titus's orders. I think it's interesting when you think of the Antichrist to come, that he would be from the people that would destroy the temple. Again, we're looking at that region. And now when we look at all of this, and then we look at how there's not just 10 heads, which we've discussed, Dr. Sam, that would give their power to the beast. That would be 10 existing nations in the end times when the Antichrist reigns for 42 months. It also mentions that this dragon, this great beast, has 7 heads, but 10, I'm sorry, 10 horns, not just 10 horns against the power of the beast. What were the 7 heads? Well, the Bible says, God reveals to John, he says, there's 7 heads. 5 have been, 1 is, and 1 is yet to come. And now when you put this together, which 5 had been? Well, you can back up regarding Daniel's vision. We know the 5 that had been, and even before Babylon, you go back even further, because if there's 5, he says that had been. Now when he says 5 had been, that would be in the first century when the book of Revelation was given. There was Egypt. These were empires that basically ruled over the oppressed God's people. There was Egypt. Then after that, Assyria, and they took the northern kingdom of Israel, and that would be the second. Then there would be Babylon. That would be the third. Then there was the Medo-Persians. That would be the fourth. Then there would be the Medo-Persians, and then the Greeks. That would be the fifth. And then he says, so 5 have been, that would be the 5 that had been before the one that presently was, because he says 5 have been, 1 is. The one that is, at least in John's day, was the Roman Empire. So 5 have been, 1 is, and now there's a 7th head. The 7th head would be the one that would succeed the Roman Empire. Well, who succeeded the Roman Empire in that area? It was the Turk. And it was the Ottoman Empire in time. First, it was Muhammad, right? And they took the holy places and everything else, and then Islam morphed into the Ottoman Empire and what have you. It became an extension of this Islamic reign, and it was despotical, and they almost took all of Europe at one point. At the gates of Vienna, they were stopped, and in Spain and what have you. So that, there's a 7th empire, but it says one of these heads dies and has a wound unto death. A lot of people think the Antichrist will be wounded unto death, but that's not what it says. It's not talking about the Antichrist being wounded. It says one of these 7 heads was wounded. So one of these empires would be wounded to death, and then it would return. And it says this is the 7th, there would be a 7th, and then from the 7th, it says in Revelation 17, would come an 8th, which would come out of the 7th. So I personally believe that the Antichrist is coming out of those territories, and that the beast empire is going to be centralized in those territories. It very well could be that there's a conglomeration, maybe there's a unification, with Europe being the other leg of that empire, being that there were two legs, the western and the eastern leg. Now, how does America fit into this? Well, Dr. Stan, who is it that is constantly ruling that area? Who's constantly telling, brokering deals like with Iran recently, and where's the UN situated? Because it says that there's a woman that rides the beast. And the woman rides the beast and tries to direct the beast. Well, that's the beast territory, that whole Middle Eastern area that hates Israel. But there's a woman who's called a harlot, who's unfaithful to God and who commits fornication with the kings of the earth and pollutes the world with her immorality. And she rides the beast, but the beast hates her. And it says the beast will one day destroy her with fire. Well, I think it's interesting that we try to manipulate that whole area of the world for various reasons, and that beast territory, they want to destroy us, and they hate us. And at the same time, we make them rich, and we deal with their oil barons and their princes and what have you. And when you look at Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abominations of the earth, in the book of Revelation, it's a woman who's become a harlot. And our country once feared God. We once, many people in this country feared the Lord. And thank God some still do. There's definitely a remnant. But the scriptures warn that there'll be this commercial center of the world that will dictate to the kings of the earth that when she's destroyed, the kings of the earth and the merchants will say, you know, well, I guess the concern now is that what do we do as you know, and you've been sounding alarm for many years, letting people know that, and thank God, because we've got many different nations where they didn't get a heads up, they didn't become aware, or they became aware to a degree, but they, I mean, when we think of Nazi Germany, this was a nation that also had claimed to have been a Christian nation, and obviously it wasn't, and many of the religious leaders sided with Hitler. Many of those in the churches, basically, I mean, Hitler basically made it. The Nazis had a prayer for grace over your meal, which would basically call the Führer God. I talked to an old German lady, and she talked to me about, I mean, she's old, very old, and she's like, Joe, she's in my class when I was a kid. You know, that they would come, the Nazis would come into the classroom, and they would take down the cross, and they'd put a picture of Adolf Hitler up, and then they'd leave, and then my teacher would replace the picture of Hitler with the cross. They would come back some months later chasing her. I mean, there is a whole, that's what's happened in our country now. God's been jettisoned from public consciousness greatly, and we're starting to exalt leaders. And one day when the Antichrist rises, it says the whole world will worship him, saying, who can make war with him? Now, Dr. Stan, I think what's really incredible as well, when you consider that if the beast empire is the Islamic nation, and we are the harlot that rides that empire until we're eventually destroyed, which would be something that God would allow as a judgment if this country indeed does not repent and becomes that nation or is that nation. When we think of Islamic teaching, we think of what is taught in Islam in regard to the end times. It's almost as though those who write end time scriptures in the Islamic religion have taken the book of Revelation and what the Bible says and basically turned the Bible inside out. And they basically identified themselves as the Antichrist kingdom. In fact, I think it's a wicked stroke of genius by Satan when you look at Islamic scripture, because basically millions, not just millions, but over a billion different Muslims are being taught a false view of the end time. And now there's diversity among the Sunnis and the Shiites regarding the end times, but there's basic beliefs that they hold in common as well. But Dr. Stan, when you begin to look at what they're teaching, you can actually see that within Islam, Islam is imbibed with the spirit of this very Antichrist agenda that the Bible talks about would run the beast empire in the end times. And I'll give you some examples of that. Is we read in Scripture about this spirit of Antichrist in 1 John. And John talks about who is an Antichrist, but the one that denies that Jesus is the Christ. And whoever denies that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. But he also says in 1 John chapter 2, verses 18 through 22, specifically verse 22, who is an Antichrist but the one that denies the Father and the Son? That's very important. Who's an Antichrist but the one who denies the Father and the Son? Well, that's basically the main tenet that Islam is built on, is that God has no son and Allah is his prophet. That's the great song of the great, slogan of Islam is that, you know, Allah is God and he has no son. And isn't it interesting that 5 centuries earlier, the Bible identifies the Antichrist, the spirit of Antichrist, is that which denies the Father and the Son. And then when you go to the Temple Mount, I've been up there a few times, and you, when you go to the Temple Mount, it's not Jews running the Temple Mount, it's Muslim police up on the Temple Mount, even though it's the Jewish Temple Mount. But you have the Allah Aqsa Mosque, you have the Dome of the Rock, Dr. Stan, and on these buildings it says, Allah is God, and he has no son. The very statement, the very declaration that the book of, that the Bible tells us is the doctrine of Antichrist is right there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where the Bible says that the Antichrist will sit showing himself as being God. And it's exactly how it would play out, because Satan wanted to be like God. He got booted from heaven. Now he has access to heaven. According to Revelation 12, there'll be a day when he no longer even has access to heaven. And the scriptures reveal to us that he wants God's place. Well, he can't be worshipped in heaven, so he's going to seek to take God, the city, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the rebuilt temple, set himself up in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, what's even more fascinating about this is I believe there's a direct line from the book of the New Testament and its doctrine, who the Antichrist is, to Islam. Well, if you look at the theological genesis and the heritage, you can see that it was the Gnostics who had the view. They have all these interesting false teachings in Gnosticism, which is what John was dealing with when he was dealing with the doctrine of Antichrist. The Gnostics were the ones that were denying that God, because Islam wasn't around yet. So they were the Gnostics, a man by the name of Cerinthus, who opposed the Apostle John to his face, taught that Jesus was not the Christ. He was just a man who became the Christ when the Christ Spirit came upon him at his baptism. And so Jesus Christ is not God in the flesh. He was just a man who the Christ Spirit fell upon. And so that's why John warned that those who deny that Jesus Christ is the spirit of Antichrist. Now, what's amazing about all this is that these Gnostics, John said, many false prophets have gone out to the world. The world hears them. In other words, they would be successful, and the Gnostics were successful. They're the main enemy of the Christian church in the second and third century after the Apostle John. But what's amazing, when you look at Gnostic teaching, they had these strange teachings, for instance, that Jesus turned clay birds into living birds when he clapped his hands and he was upbraided by his father Joseph for not keeping the Sabbath and making clay pigeons. I say that because guess what? A variation of that story finds itself later in the Quran. Another place we have the laughing Jesus in Gnostic writings that Jesus didn't die for our sins. He climbed up in the tree and he was laughing his head off because Simon the Cyrene was made to look like him and they crucified him instead of Jesus. So Jesus portrayed as one who's hilariously laughing that somebody else, that he made someone else look like him, and he got tortured instead of him. Instead of the Jesus we know and love, who loved us and gave himself on our behalf. Well, a variation of this teaching entered into the Quran, and they say, the Quran states it wasn't Jesus who died, but someone whose appearance was made to be like his. My point is, Dr. Stan, is those who had written the Quran, and Muhammad was illiterate, but he was receiving supposedly visions or what have you. According to Muslim historians themselves, they say that he was going through seizures. He thought he was demon possessed. He almost committed suicide. He was told by his wife, no, it's the angel Gabriel communicating to you. He's communicating these things to you. Well, the Bible warns if an angel brings another gospel to you, let him be accursed. The Bible warns that spirits that confess not that Jesus Christ come in the flesh and deny the Father and the Son is Antichrist. You know what kind of spirit he's in touch with. My point is this, Dr. Stan, is that spirit that influenced the Quran, which has galvanized 1.5 billion people, many of them against Israel and against the Christian faith, is based upon the spirit of Antichrist, because the main tenet that Islam took from Gnosticism was a tenet that denies the Father and the Son. That's what the Gnostics did. That's what their spiritual children, the Muslims, believe. And this has set this whole thing up for the end time scenario, because according to Islam, when their savior comes, the Imam Mahdi, the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, he will destroy the cross, and he will destroy the Jews, and he will set up his kingdom in Jerusalem, just like what the Bible says the Antichrist will do.
Will you hang on for just a minute, because we're getting close to the end of this hour. Pastor Joe will be with us into the next hour. But before we go on, would you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they could get your email, how they get your website?
Yeah, the best way to get in in touch with us or to see what we have available, we have a lot of incredible eye-popping videos, is to go to goodfight.org, goodfight, one word, .org, and that's our website. We have a theater there where you can watch all kinds of different video clips we put together, end-time scenarios. We do a lot with popular culture, pop music and rap and what have you. We have one of the most eye-popping videos ever done on music and the occult called They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll there. And a video I did called Hollywood's War on God.
Now, what is that one? Because we carry one of yours that we think is wonderful. That's something about the New Age. And what's the title of that one? The one that you actually have 10 hours.
Oh, that's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll.
They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. We carry that. We think it's one of the best and finest DVDs that's out there. I'm sure Joe has lots of them that we haven't seen, but They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll is one of the most important videos you'll ever see, and you can get the DVD. You can get the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of it. Go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
Well, I guess I could pick it up where we left off, and I think it might be wise to look at some parallels between what the Bible says that the Antichrist will do in the end time and what Islam actually teaches will take place in the end time. In fact, in the Bible, you know, Dr. Stan, that in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 21, the Lord Jesus Christ returns on a white horse with a sword in his mouth and a name written on him, the Word of God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and what have you. And he comes on a white horse at the end of the tribulation period. However, at the beginning of the tribulation period, there's another white horse rider, and that's in Revelation chapter 6. That's at the inception of that period, the counterfeit Christ. And the counterfeit Christ comes on a white horse as well, but the scriptures tell us that he has a crown, and the word crown there is Stephanos. It means a victor's crown, where Jesus has many crowns when he comes at the end of the tribulation. There's a contrast going on. He comes on a white horse, but he comes at the beginning. Jesus comes at the end. He has one crown, a Stephanos. Jesus has many crowns, but not Stephanos or diademas, royal crowns. Jesus comes with a sword. This one comes to conquer. It says he has a bow. He represents the Antichrist. We know that because the tribulation kicked off the first seal, and that parallels Matthew chapter 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, where Jesus talked about the tribulation.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Okay. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you've enjoyed the program with Pastor Joe Schimmel. He'll be with us for the next hour. But at this time, I have to remind all of our listeners out across America, indeed all across the world, that our ministry is primarily listener-supported. And, of course, you can help us by subscribing to our newsletter, by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, where you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and then you get our newsletter, or by suddenly getting the books and DVDs and the four tape or four CD sets that we offer. And then, of course, you can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. And we have so many DVDs, whether on almost every subject, if you're interested in finances, if you're interested in suddenly Satanism, we carry the wonderful DVD by Pastor Joe Schimmel on They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. But we have so many, and you suddenly would feel like a list of them, why you can get them on the internet, or we'll be glad to send you without charge a catalog. You just call us at 1-800-544-8927. But we want you to get the information. We want you to read it or watch the DVDs or listen to the CD sets. And anything that we have produced, you have our permission to reproduce. We can't give you permission to reproduce what other people have produced, but what we produce, well, you certainly may reproduce and get them out. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to getting your health products from us, because basically, well, many, many people are having serious medical problems because of the diets they're eating, and you do need to have supplements. Most people are deficient in magnesium and vitamin D3 and vitamin C, and certainly in the other minerals, and certainly we carry these things. And certainly, you can certainly get the list if you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. And simply ask for the list of the health products we take and we offer. And, of course, most of these Barbara and I take ourselves. But certainly our health is amazingly good. If you look at Barbara, you never guess how old she is. But certainly it doesn't even have any gray hair. And basically, but all of these things, I think, are definite byproducts of the fact that we do take health supplements. And you need to get them. 80% of the population is deficient in magnesium, and that's absolutely essential for the function of your mind and of your muscles and of your heart and of your bone. And so if you'd like to certainly get information on that, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Or certainly if you'd like to get our, go to our webpage, it's radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. I would mention that we do carry the Berkey water products, and I do believe that people should have water filters because we never know what's going to happen. We do really believe that there's going to be a major cataclysmic event before too long, and you're far better off to have some means by which you can filter water. You can get by without food, but you can't get by without water for very long. So you need to have the Berkey water filter, and you need to have extra filters. And then, of course, if you're in an area where they have fluoridated water, why you want to get the post filters, because they'll take the fluoride out of your drinking water. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will certainly want to get the other products that we do carry. We actually have spices. We carry a line of spices. And people say, well, why would you carry a line of spices? Well, it generates a return for us, and we've used these for 20 years. And they do help to actually improve the taste of your food. And after using them for 20 years, we came up with the idea that maybe the people who manufacture them would like to sell them to us. And so we worked out an arrangement. If you'd like to get a list of the spices, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We hope you go to our webpage. You can watch a lot of our DVDs there free of charge. You can listen to our radio programs live 4 hours a day and archive 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters going back over almost 15 years or more. And now, of course, William Griggs writing the newsletter. But you can get this at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. We ask you to pray for Radio Liberty. Pray for our provision and protection. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Listening to They Happen to Be My Views. And well, our guest for the second hour is Pastor Joe Schimmel. Pastor Joe, you pick up the story.
Well, yeah, in the first hour, Dr. Stan, we talked about, you know, what role, what's, you know, going on in our nation, and that we do have, thankfully, we have revelation from God that, and it's a tragic truth, but the scriptures reveal to us that all nations and people and tongues will worship the beast in the end time. And the coming Antichrist, and that includes every nation, and our nation has had a great past for many, many years, and was a God-fearing nation in many, many ways. And the last decade, we've basically lost our moral compass, and leftists and socialists and elitists who have basically taken over the country and have turned it away from God. And we talked a lot about, you know, where we're headed in regard to, you know, what the book of Revelation, book of Daniel, end time prophecies speak of in the book of Revelation elsewhere. And one of the things we talked about was this final beast empire. Many of these prophecies locate, America wasn't known in those days, and they locate this final empire as being these Middle Eastern nations, which are Islamic today, and that they would be out to destroy Israel. I read prophecies like that. And they'd be ultimately out to destroy the Christianity. But at the same time, does America fit in those prophets anywhere? I just think it's fascinating that even though we look at the consolidation of different Islamic powers, and it's kind of interesting because there's power plays constantly going on in the Middle East, and they're trying to consolidate, but you have the Sunnis and the Shiites. And I don't know how galvanized it will be in the end times, but I do know there'll be 10 nations that give their power to the beast. But there'll be other nations to the north and the south that will be subjugated by force. And it says that this final empire will be a mixture of clay and iron. In other words, and it says it won't hold together very well. And that makes a lot of sense when you look at that whole territory. But then it talks about this great harlot, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth, Mystery Babylon. And when it says Mystery Babylon, the Greek word there is mysterion, which is not like a, you know, Agatha Christie mystery that you have to wait till the end of the book to finally figure out. But mysteries often in the New Testament are those which hadn't been revealed in the future, but the things that often need to be put scripture with scripture. But I think it's interesting that same word, mystery, is used of Jerusalem. It talks about in Revelation chapter 11 that these two witnesses we put to death, that says it's the place where our Lord was crucified. And then it says, which is Musterion, or spiritually called Sodom and Egypt. Well, we know the Lord was crucified in Israel, not Sodom and Egypt. However, Israel will become like Sodom and Egypt in the end time. So it's Musterion, Sodom and Egypt. So it's not literal. So we read Mystery Babylon. It's not literal Babylon. Many prophecy students expected to see Iraq, ancient, you know, Saddam Hussein, rebuilding Babylon, and that would be Babylon. But that wasn't the case, obviously, and I never thought it was the case. In fact, it would take colossal leap in our minds to think that that area would become the commercial center of the world. But Babylon, that rules the world financially over the kings of the earth, and is our country, is America. And it says that mystery Babylon will ride the beast, and the beast is that whole Middle Eastern territory. We're riding that area.
And in other words, you think that America is the mystery Babylon, or at least New York?
Yeah, I sure do.
I do as well. We'll be back in just a moment here with Pastor Joe Simone, talking about prophecies, talking about the scriptures, and how can we begin to understand it with what's going on today. Be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Joe is simply pointing out the similarity between the description of the end times and certainly the structure of the world society, as Daniel put it out, and as we see it in the in the Revelation. And basically, you can compare to what Daniel prophesied to the king of Babylon, and certainly what the Revelation tells us about the end times. And they're just so very, very similar. And then, of course, the Pastor Joe is simply talking certainly about the fact that at the present time, we're moving into a crisis situation. America has turned its back on God. America, which at least was founded primarily by Christians on Christian principles, is no longer a Christian nation at all. And basically, of course, everything is being done by America's foreign and domestic policy to destroy Christianity, not only here in the United States, but all throughout the world. Go right ahead, Pastor Joe.
great, Dr. Stan, and what I was pointing out as well is, which leads us into this, with these parallels, which are incredibly chilling when you realize what's going on here, is that we're identifying what the Bible identifies as the spirit of Antichrist. What's the doctrine of the Antichrist? And in 1 John 2:22, I was mentioning that the Bible says, who is the one who denies, who is the Antichrist? And it says, you know, you have heard that Antichrist is coming, singular. Even now, many plural Antichrists are in the world. So the singular Antichrist, the ultimate Antichrist, would be coming. And John tells us to identify the doctrine of Antichrist, whoever denies the Father and the Son. And it's Islam that denies the Father-Son relationship and teaches a totally different gospel. And the Quran calls the best of Islam the gospel. And the Bible warns in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 9, Paul says, if I or even an angel from heaven preaches another gospel to you than that which we preach to you, let him be eternally condemned. But it's interesting that Paul, in that same book, calls Jesus the Son of God, and he warns if an angel preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. And then we learn from Daniel 9 that an angel, Gabriel, talked about how the Messiah would be cut off, not for his own sins, because he didn't sin, but for the sins of the people. And then Gabriel says in Luke chapter 1 and 2, tells Mary he'll bear the Son of the Most High. So we know that Gabriel, the only two times he taught in Scripture, he taught that Jesus would be cut off, crucified, and that he was the Son of God. Well, Muhammad said that Gabriel appeared to him and gave him the Quran almost half a millennium later, but he denied that Jesus is the Son of God and died for our sins. This obviously wasn't Gabriel. The Bible gave us the heads up and warns us that there would be this false teaching regarding who Christ was, and sure enough, it came, and now it's the teaching of that whole beast territory that has become not only Antichrist in its theology, but in its many of its militant activities. And they believe that the persecution, I mean, I went into a little bit ago, Dr. Stan, that white horse rider that Revelation 6 talks about, not the one in Revelation 19, Jesus, but I showed the difference in Revelation 6. When the tribulation begins, it's this white horse rider with a bow, not a sword, going to conquer, which is Antichrist. And what's fascinating about this is I read to you a quote from a Muslim leader, a translator, who says that basically that first rider, that white horse, is our 12th imam. He's the Mahdi. And so they're expecting the one that we expect is Antichrist. And they have, now some of the other chilling parallels, which I'd like to get into, is the fact that the Bible mentions that there'll be severe persecution in the end times by the beast empire, by the Antichrist, against Jews and against Christians. And Revelation 13 says the beast was given a mouth to utter words, proud words and blasphemies, and to exercise his authority for 42 months, and he opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and those dwelling in the place of those in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. He was given authority over every tribe and people and language and nation. That's a new world order. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. That's world religion. All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb, that's Jesus, that was slain from the creation of the world. Now, what's interesting about this is Islam teaches that when the 12th imam comes, who the Bible identifies as, and I believe there's many names for the Antichrist, and I believe Satan is preparing people for the Antichrist in many religions, in many ways. 12th imam is just one way that happens to be very, very popular. When the 12th imam comes, Muslims expect him, many of them do, hundreds of millions of them expect him, because the Hadith says that he'll destroy or he'll break the cross. The cross represents Christianity, Islam teaches that they'll destroy the Jews, destroy Israel. In fact, there's a famous hadith, Islamic hadith, which is the words of Muhammad. Now the Muslims have the Quran, which is their main book, but they also have the hadith. For many Muslims, it's considered just as sacred as or as authoritative as the Quran. And in the hadith, which the Shiites use, they have a saying called the last hour, which is repeated, by the way, in mosques all around the world. And it states this: the last hour will not come unless the Muslims will fight against the Jews, and the Muslims would kill them until the Jews would hide themselves behind a stone or a tree, and a stone or a tree would say, Muslim, O servant of Allah, there's a Jew behind me. Come and kill him. But the tree, Garquad, which is a box tree, would not say, for it is the tree of the Jews. It's kind of interesting that Muslim writers are pointing out right now as we speak, Dr. Stan, that the box tree is now growing all over Israel to help fulfill its prophecy when they come and destroy the Jews. And when people look at foreign affairs, they look at Islam being, you know, so militant against Israel, they think it's all about the Palestinians. The Palestinians, as we know, many of them are from Jordan and Egypt and what have you. And the issue is not really the Palestinians with many Muslims. It is the idea that they cannot inherit paradise collectively and rule the world until Israel is destroyed, and they cannot even be raised or resurrected to life to enjoy the virgins in heaven and what have you. So it's interesting because even the Hamas, their charter enshrines the religious teaching, and it states in Article 7, Hamas has been looking forward to implementing Allah's promise, whatever time it might take. The Prophet Muhammad said, the time of resurrection will not come until Muslims will fight the Jews, until the Jews hide behind the rocks and trees. They cry out, oh, Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, come and kill him. This is serious Islamic teaching that parallels what the Bible says, not only about persecution of Christians, but Revelation chapter 12 says that Satan, in Revelation chapter 12, during that same 42 months, will not only go after those who have the testimony of Jesus, but will go after the woman who brought forth the Messiah. And we know the woman is described in Revelation 12, the first few verses, as having a son, being clothed with the sun and the moon, and she's clothed with 12 stars. We know from the book of Genesis that the 12 stars there represented the 12 sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. And so the Antichrist, Satan, through the Antichrist, will seek to destroy the Jews. He tried to destroy Jesus when Jesus first came. He tried to keep him from coming. He tried to destroy the line, the Davidic line, tried to pollute it through Herod. He tried to have Jesus killed. He tried to destroy Jesus by tempting him in the wilderness, giving him to jump off the temple of the temple. Even when Jesus was on the cross, he said, you know, he threw someone, he said, just like he said in the wilderness, if you're the Son of God, to come off the cross. Over and over again, Satan tries to derail God's plan. We couldn't do it. So now he's going to try to destroy Israel, destroy the Christian faith, so Jesus Christ has nothing to come back to. He's going to fail there as well again. By the way, Dr. Stan, how is it that the Bible describes these mass killings of the end times under the New World Order, but by beheading? It says in Revelation 20, verses 4 through 6, those that didn't take the mark of the beast, talks about how they were beheaded. It's quite interesting that the main way that Islam puts people to death today is by beheading. In fact, the Islamic leader Ayatollah Ibrahim Khomeini declares, quote, the Mahdi will offer the religion of Islam to the Jews and Christians. If they accept it, they will be spared. Otherwise, they will be killed. Well, the Bible says everyone who does not follow the beast will be beheaded. Also, the scriptures tell us that the Antichrist will rule the world in the end times. I just went through some of those scriptures. But it's interesting that Islam also teaches that the 12th Imam will come, and he will rule the world, and he will establish a worldwide empire. Islam also teaches that the Mahdi will establish a one-world religion. Well, we read in Revelation 13, where it says, you know, that the whole world, every nation, people, and tongue will worship the beast, will worship the Antichrist. It's interesting as well, the book of Daniel says that the Antichrist will think to change the laws. Isn't it interesting that wherever Islam goes, it tries to change the laws and establish Sharia law? In fact, it's interesting as well. It goes on to say in Daniel that he won't only try to change the laws, but the time, the calendar. In Daniel chapter 7, we read this of the Antichrist. He will speak against the Most High and oppress the saints and try to change and set the times and the laws. The saints will be handed over to him for a time. That's a year and time. That's two more years. That's three and half a time. That's 3.5 years, which correlates with the 42 months in Revelation and the 1,290 days at the end of Daniel. Chapter 12, but the court will sit and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Thank God, Jesus reigns in the end. But what's amazing is they don't only seek to change the laws, but they also change, if they can, wherever they have a chance, they seek to change the calendar. In fact, Waleed Mahana, Dr. Waleed Mahana, a Muslim leader, says that it's considered a divine command to use the calendar of 12 lunar months without a collation, as evident from the Holy Quran, he says. And so this is the book of Daniel, the book of Revelation, speaks of these kinds of changes taking place in the end. In fact, it also, the Bible also talks about a military attack against Israel to establish the Antichrist kingdom on the Temple Mount where the Antichrist sits in the temple. That's when Jesus talked about there will be great tribulation like there never was in the past, or there never will, what, you know, will be in the future.
Well, but is the temple going to be rebuilt, do you anticipate?
I believe so, because in 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul says that he'll sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. And then in Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, and all the Jews understood the holy place to be the temple, and that's the only way they could have understood it, is that there would be a rebuilt temple in the end time.
And there's going to be something as major is going to have to happen over there. I really believe that they're not going to be able to get that temple built. What were they? Certainly the mosque there, sitting over certainly the rock where Abraham sacrificed Isaac, or was going to sacrifice Isaac. I think we're on the edge of some very, very major things happening. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Joe is simply talking about the fact that there are going to be some major changes over in Israel, and something that is cataclysmic is going to have to happen. Certainly, if the temple is going to be rebuilt, and then, of course, the story of the two witnesses, how this will all fit in. But all these things are in the prophecies, and we probably, as time goes by, will see more and more of these prophecies certainly appearing and certainly developing before our very eyes. Pastor Joe, you go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting because we do know that the scriptures say that the Antichrist will take his seat in the temple of God, showing himself as being God, and that the doctrine of Antichrist is to deny the Father and the Son, which is what Islam does. But what's interesting is Islamic teaching teaches that the Mahdi will attack Jerusalem and establish the Islamic caliphate from Jerusalem. Now, why from Jerusalem? I mean, why not from Mecca? You know, but the Hadith talk about how the Mahdi will rule out of Jerusalem, and that's where he'll have his throne. That's where the Bible says the Antichrist will reign. In fact, here's a couple quotes establishing this fact. Armies carrying black flags will come from Khorasan, that's Iran. No power will be able to stop them, and they will finally reach Elah, which is the Dome of the Rock of Jerusalem, where they will erect their flags. I think it's interesting, by the way, Dr. Stan, right now, is Muslims in Iran, they basically do their war drills, and the soldiers carry black flags. And I think that's quite interesting. Also, Jerusalem will be the location of the rightly guided caliphate and the center of Islamic rule, which will be headed by the Imam al-Mahdi. That's another Islam quote from a Muslim leader. And so this is exactly what the Bible states is going to take place with the Antichrist, and the Bible states that the Antichrist will basically set up his throne in Jerusalem, and he'll oppose God and exalt himself above God and what have you. But it's also interesting that the Antichrist, according to Daniel 9, will make a covenant, as we mentioned a few moments ago, for a seven-year period of time. In fact, in Daniel 9, chapter 9, verse 27, Dr. Stan, a prophecy I know you're familiar with, it says, he will confirm a covenant with many for one seven. In the middle of the seven, he will put an end to sacrifice and offering. That seems to imply that this Antichrist figure will allow the Jews to sacrifice and what have you at first, but then put an end to it and then exalt himself. It says, and on a wing of the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. Now, it's also interesting, it says on the wing of the temple. In Revelation 11, when John is told to measure the temple, he's told not to measure the outer court, because upon it are allowed to trample it underfoot. And it's interesting that if you go to Jerusalem right now, the Gentiles, the Muslims, are trampling the outer court underfoot. So there may be some part of the temple segmented for, or some part of that region for Muslims, some part for Jews. Eventually, the Antichrist himself sets himself up and says, you know what, we're going to take it. It's going to be ours, and the Antichrist is going to want to be worshipped. Now, what's interesting about this whole seven-year period is that Islam teaches that the Mahdi, the 12th Imam, will make a covenant and rule for 7 years, and at the end of the 7 years, that he'll finally die. Well, the Bible states I will die. The Bible states that Jesus Christ will come from heaven and destroy the Antichrist and the false prophet, and cast him in the lake of fire, and establish his reign on the earth. Now, what makes this even more interesting, Dr. Stan, more fascinating, I mean, this truth is definitely stranger than fiction, is that they have a cohort working with the 12th Imam. They have a prophet working with him, encouraging people to follow him in the Hadith. Isn't that interesting? Because the Bible tells about, Book of Revelation talks about how the Antichrist will have a false prophet, called a false prophet, that will work with him and will tell people to worship him. Now, when it gets even more eerie when you realize that the Muslims teach that this prophet that will tell people to follow the 12th Imam, they say it's Jesus. It's the Isa, and that Isa will come from heaven, that he will come with the 12th and appear among the Muslims with the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, and tell people to follow him. In fact, they state that the 12th imam will say, will ask them to say a prayer publicly, but that Isa, supposedly Jesus, will say no, he'll back up, take a few steps back, and they'll defer to the 12th imam and say, the people need to look to you. That states in the book of Revelation that the false prophet will tell people to follow the Antichrist.
And I think most people really don't understand the Muslim faith, that they do believe in Jesus, but they don't believe he was God's son. He was just a prophet, certainly nowhere near as important as all of it. Jesus plays an important part, but a different Jesus plays a very important part in the Muslim faith today, and nobody ever seems to want to talk about that. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor Joe Schimmel.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most... And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Dr. Stan and Kirsten, well, Pastor Joe is simply talking about the Muslim belief that the 12th Imam is coming, and that will be the Mahdi, that will be their ruler, because we would believe that that is the Antichrist. They believe, of course, that Jesus is an important prophet, but he is certainly not the prophet. He is not the Son of God. He has no supernatural power, and he's entirely different than the 12th Imam, who is their Mahdi, who is coming very soon to save them. Right ahead, Pastor Joe.
Right, and we're talking about how this, they say this prophet will, you know, Jesus, which isn't the Jesus of the Bible, will tell people to worship, or not worship, the Muslims say, to follow the Mahdi. Well, it's interesting, because when the Bible talks about the false prophet that will tell people to worship the Antichrist, it says, Dr. Stan, in Revelation 13, that he looks like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon. Now, that is amazing. He looks like a lamb. Now, we know that Jesus, John the Baptist, John chapter 1, verse 29, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. In Revelation 5, no one could open the scroll to basically claim the title deed to the earth and humanity. Nobody was found worthy, not Genghis Khan, not Alexander the Great, not Hitler, not Lenin, not Stalin, not Chairman Mao, not any American president. Nobody could step up and take the scroll except the Lion of the tribe of Judah steps up, the Lamb of God. It says, one who looks as though he'd been slain as a lamb. Over and over again, Jesus is called the Lamb of God. Yet it says of this false prophet, he looks like a lamb. That it means he looks like Jesus, but he speaks like a dragon. Revelation chapter 12 says the dragon is Satan. So the scriptures tell us the false prophet will appear as though he's Jesus, but he'll actually be speaking Satan's words. Now, I find it absolutely beyond coincidence that the scriptures don't say that the Antichrist will actually come as Christ. It says the false prophet will look like Christ. And according to Islam, the 12th imam who's going to rule the world, that, according to the scripture, would be the Antichrist, and the false prophet would look like Jesus but speak like a dragon. And guess what? Islam has their coming prophet claiming him to be Jesus, and he's not, but he's speaking like the dragon, Satan's word, telling people to follow the 12th imam who will come against Israel and will come against the Christian faith. And it all ends, Dr. Stan, with regard to Islamic eschatology, where there's the Dajjal, the Islamic Antichrist, is defeated in the end and by Muslims and Muslim leadership. And, of course, the one who they take as Antichrist will be the defender of Israel. And, of course, that's going to be Jesus, who it says will come back to the Mount of Olives, which is in Israel, to the seat of the Mount of Olives, and that he'll come in back to his people. And it says in Zechariah 14:2, I will gather all the nations to Jerusalem, this is Armageddon, to fight against it. The city will be captured, the houses ransacked, and the women raped. Half the city will go into exile. The rest of the people will not be taken from the city. That's the first part of the tribulation. And then it talks about how it goes on to say that the Messiah will come from the heavens, and his feet will touch down the Mount of Olives, and he'll establish his reign on the earth. So it's absolutely the most incredible coincidence ever that all this fits together, or we are actually living in the end times and witnessing the very things that the Bible talks about and states would take place in the end of days.
Well, I think that we are living in prophetic times. I think that we can't always interpret everything going on over there in the Middle East at this time, but I think it'll become increasingly obvious as time goes by.
Yeah, it's becoming more and more obvious, and of course, like I said earlier, we can't actually play, pin the tail on the Antichrist and say this is him until it becomes manifestly clear. But what we can do is we can identify regions that the Bible identifies with imagery that's used. We can identify theologies based on how the Bible identifies doctrine of Antichrist and what have you. But we also need to keep in mind that John talked about that the spirit of Antichrist was already alive and well in his day. And Paul said the mystery of iniquity was already at work. And John talked about all these false prophets pushing into Antichrist, doctrine of Antichrist had gone out in the world. So what we would see is from that time onward, a movement of a dark brotherhood of occultists that would seek to cultivate an atmosphere that would bring forth and allow people or bring forth an Antichrist type figure. And we talked a lot about Islam and the beast empire that's identified in Revelation and the book of Daniel. But also we talked about the United States. One thing I didn't really go into, Dr. Stan, which I think we need to keep in mind, is there's a whole preparation for the Antichrist, which pretty much is how you started the program, talking about the occult construct in our own country and how our country is being given over to many of these concepts. And many people are unaware that there's a whole Gnostic tradition, New Age tradition in our country where you have Satanists who've been preparing people for a long time, whether it would be Madame Blavatsky, Helena Blavatsky, or Aleister Crowley, both who look forward to this coming Antichrist leader. Aleister Crowley actually hoped that he would be him. He would sign his name, the Beast, 666, and he would talk about how, with my hawk's head, I peck out the eyes of Jesus, as he hangs upon the cross. And he looked forward to, he was a Satanist organizer who hoped to help bring forth the coming Antichrist, the so-called moon child. In fact, it's interesting when you look at his activities and you realize that he one of his friends was L. Ron Hubbard, who founded Scientology. And L. Ron Hubbard lived with a man by the name of Jack Parsons, who has a crater in the dark side of the moon named after him, who was in our early, he was basically a rocket fuel expert and a co-founder of JPL, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and NASA. And he basically wrote a book you could read online, Jack Parsons, The Antichrist. It's a pathetic ode to the coming forth of the Antichrist. And he lived with L. Ron Hubbard, and they had a woman they called the Whore of Babylon, or the Scarlet Woman, and they tried to produce through occult magic a moon child through her, an Antichrist type figure. And actually, it was L. Ron Hubbard's mistress, and or Jack Parsons. L. Ron Hubbard basically, when living together, took him from her. Jack Parsons became embittered toward L. Ron Hubbard. Jack Parsons ended up blowing up in a rocket experiment. But it's interesting that L. Ron Hubbard, to Scientologists, and there's a lot of big people, including top actors like Tom Cruise and John Travolta, members of Scientology. But L. Ron Hubbard wrote to the OT8, and I was sent this from a former Scientologist who received it from a clerk that was still a Scientologist. It was L. Ron Hubbard's letter to OT8, who were the highest, that was the highest, like a, you know, high mason in masonry, but it was Scientology. And Dr. Stan, I still have this document in my files, and L. Ron Hubbard talks about how we are fulfilling, I'm not kidding, he says, we're fulfilling the ministry of Antichrist in the book of Revelation. And it's not really a bad thing, it's a good thing, but really there's going to be this macabre landing of aliens. They're going to try to take over the planet, posing as Jesus Christ, and we're going to seek to derail the second coming of Christ and establish the reign of Antichrist.
Now, where is this written?
This is, I can send it to you, Dr. Stan. It's a letter. It's like 3 pages long, maybe 3 pages and a third long, from L. Ron Hubbard to OT8, which is the eighth level of Scientology, the highest level.
I would love to see that.
I'll get that to you. And he basically talks about, I mean, I'm distilling it into a few paragraphs, but he's basically stating that, he states that we're fulfilling the ministry of Antichrist, and we're going to seek to derail the second coming of Christ. And when you read, you look at that, and you realize these are the people with influence and power in the world. And then you look at Revelation 17, that 10 nations will give their power to the beast, and it says they'll fight against the Lamb, you know, at his coming. And you realize there's actually people that are in occult societies getting ready to fight against Christ at his second coming. And then you realize that when you start to look at Benjamin Krem, and he's a John the Baptist, of the occult for the coming Maitreya, who is the Christ for all religions, including the 12th Imam, he says. But he's a Western John the Baptist, false John the Baptist, so to speak, preparing people for the Antichrist. You start to realize that in occult societies, you have these teachings. And then when you look at, Dr. Stan, you're far more familiar than I am with, I'm sure, the background of the Nazis and the occult isn't behind the Third Reich and the Viril Society, the Tool Society, the different occult societies that the Nazis came out of. These were societies that subscribed to, I mean, when Adolf Hitler slept with his light on because he met the God-man that terrified him, and he had a copy of Blavatsky's Secret Doctrine next to his bed, and the swastika was introduced to Germany, not from, it wasn't a German symbol, it was an occult symbol. It was introduced by the theosophists and occultists in Nazi Germany. And then Hitler rose from those occult ranks and almost took over the entire world. And so people need to be aware that this doesn't just happen. There's a lot of satanic minions at work bringing this about. The good news is that we have a refuge in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and God's before us. Who could be against us, and that we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. And mankind's real problem isn't really the economy. It's not poverty. It's not a lack of education. We know people can become more and more educated. They can become more and more evil as well. In fact, some of the most evil people in the world, the most educated, these aren't the things that are going to save the world. We can't save ourselves. And we started off, Dr. Stan, we started talking about human depravity. And it really, if you put your trust in man, the Bible says, cursed is the one who puts his trust in man. We can only ultimately put our trust in God. And man's problem is really, the root of it is his heart is sin. We're in rebellion to our Creator. We're trying to rule without God. And we're in rebellion to God. And man's problem is sin. And the consequence of sin, because God is a just God, is death. And man is dying and separated from God because of the sin. And not only physically dying, but spiritually already separated from God and dead. But the good news is that God, he's the only one that could rectify the situation. He became a man, and he died in our place, because the Bible says no one can redeem his brother. Dr. Stan, I can't die for you. You can't die for me as far as salvation goes spiritually, because we're sinners that need someone to die for us. And God was the only one who could become a man and die for everybody. So that's the, and Christmas is right around the corner. And you're talking about how people, you know, in our country, people have a hard time with Christmas. But praise God for the first Christmas. God became a man, and his name, it says, would be called Emmanuel, God with us, Mighty God, Father of eternity. And praise God, because of Jesus Christ, and through faith in him, we put our trust in what he's done for us on the cross and paying for our sins and rising again and conquering the grave, that we have eternal life. And the good news is he's not only save us spiritually, but Jesus said one day the meek would inherit the earth, and that God would create a new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And I praise God, Dr. Stan, that amidst all the bad news, we have some really, really, really good news. And that is, if we turn to Jesus and follow him as our Lord and Savior through faith, that we're saved from the judgment to come and that we'll have eternal life.
That is our only hope, basically, as we look and see what's going on in the world today, and we see the depravity that is spreading across our nation. We see what's going on in the television, what's going on in so much of radio, so many of the books, basically what's going on in our schools. Well, basically, we see a depraved nation that's turned its back on God. But there is a small growing group, and I don't think we're going to be able to turn it around. But our job is to reach as many people as we can with the message of salvation. Agreed?
Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. And thank God we have prophecies like Daniel that state that there'll be many that turn to righteousness in the last days. It won't be turned around because all the way, because the Bible says, Jesus said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many go that way, but straight narrow is the way that leads to life, and fewer those who enter in it. So we're not in a false illusion where everybody's going to all of a sudden, you know, have a change of heart and want to follow God and turn against evil. But we have the wonderful promise that God is victorious in the end, and he never ultimately has lost. He's just allowing the wheat to be separated from the chaff right now, the sheep from the wolves. People are basically being found out for who they are and who they're going to identify with. And amen, that our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he is our only hope. And we do have a huge rise in depravity beyond what either of us grew up with, Dr. Stan, as young folks. And now as these younger generations come up, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I mean, here we have Miley Cyrus, who was considered a paragon of virtue for many people that were watching Hannah Montana. And I shared with my kids, you know, from a very young age, that I really didn't want them watching that program. I saw what happened to Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears. I exposed them, and they sold their souls for rock and roll, our video. And I said, I believe Hannah Montana is going to go down the same path. And people were saying, no, you know, she's got Christian parents and what have you. And I just said, wait and see. Well, Dr. Stan, I'm not a prophet. In fact, it was way beyond what I even imagined. Now she's, extolling or propagating two different songs. She pushes ecstasy, which basically eats holes in your brain. And one of her songs, We Can't Stop, she doesn't only push ecstasy, but she also says, she sings about how waiting in line at the bathroom to do some lines in the bathroom, cocaine. Here's a young gal who's has millions of young fans on Twitter and elsewhere who looked at her as an example, as a role model. Many Christian children were told she was fine, who are now tragically following her into sexual perversion and in drugs. In fact, I did a video clip. People could check it out if they want. It's called Miley Cyrus, the Perverted Sex Pusher. And I show where, you know, that not only some of the drugs, but I show a young man. He talks about how, you know, he started doing ecstasy because Miley encouraged him to in her music. And they just represent who knows how many people. It's not just her. Of course, many, many artists are bringing our children into sexual perversion, illicit drug use, pharmakeia, as the scriptures call it.
Basically, Joe, is this available on a full-length DVD, or is this just a clip on your website?
Well, right now, that's a clip you can find on our website. I also did one on Beyonce after the Super Bowl. We have another one coming up on next Super Bowl artist, who's going to be Bruno Mars. We'll have a clip available right when that Super Bowl.
Let's get your website out again so people would know how to get there. How can people get your website?
Goodfight.org. Goodfight.org.
One more time.
Goodfight.org.
Goodfight.org. I guess it's been Pastor Joe Schimmel, certainly one of our favorite guests, and we haven't had him on for such a long time. It's been a real pleasure to have him here this evening. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
From the mountain, the prairie.
Neil, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope you enjoyed the conversation with Joe Schimmel. He's a very well-informed, very well-educated minister in Southern California. And basically, if you've never seen his DVD, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, we recommend it to you. It's you can get it the 2-hour, the 3-hour, the 10-hour, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour of DVD. We think it's an important DVD, an important source of information for you to understand the total depravity that has taken control of our entertainment industry and Hollywood and television and so much of certainly of our radio. But Joe has done a wonderful job with the DVD. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. We recommend it, and we recommend it strongly. And then, of course, we actually hope that many of you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will be an interruption or an introduction into the covert forces, the occult forces that rule the world today. We think we have a two political party system, Democrats and Republicans. But did you ever ask why both groups are pushing globalism and big government, and why it's usually the Republicans who want to get us into wars, and why the Democrats certainly want a party of peace? There's so many things out there that just don't make sense. And of course, they only make sense when you begin to understand that everything is an illusion. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will help you to have real insight into what's going on. And you can get my book, and you can get certainly Pastor Joe's excellent DVDs, either the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We probably have another couple of Pastor Joe Schimmel's DVDs. And if you're interested in getting them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to do what we do 5 hours a day and heard on radio stations all across America, and by the miracle of the internet, all throughout the world. We got a call from a lady in Australia who listens to us on a regular basis, and she sends it an order every couple of months. But people in Australia and New Zealand, we know, listen. And you can help by telling other people about our programs. We don't have the funds for doing massive advertisements, but when people listen, they start in thinking we're crazy. Before long, they're afraid we're not. And really, I know this program has changed people's attitude and brought many people into a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us maintain our network of stations, and as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, a program from 7 to 8 in the morning, 3 to 4 in the afternoon, 3 to 5 in the afternoon on Pacific time, 8 to 10 in the evening on Pacific time. Basically, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, you can do it by simply subscribing to our newsletter, or simply by joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that, you get either four tapes or four CDs a month, and you get our newsletter. And you can do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, another thing that helps us is when you buy the books and DVDs and just four CD sets and four tape sets, the other things we have available. And you can find out about them by going to our website at radioliberty.com or by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And suddenly you can get our we'll send you a catalog free of charge if you'd like to have one. But we want you, of course, to get the items we offer, because you can educate yourself and you have our permission. If it's something that we have produced, why we give you permission to reproduce it and get it out. If it's something somebody else has reproduced, we can't give you that permission. But if something that we've done, one of my talks or four CD sets, we want you to reach as many people as we can, as you can. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for Radio Liberty. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on this 26th November, Tuesday, 2013. You're in the right place. That is, if you want to get educated on the facts, not the agenda, and not the fog that they want you to live in, but on the facts, because we're all about getting to the truth as much as we can. And if you have ideas on how we can do it better or guess we can get better on the program, let us know, because it's all about you. This program is not about what we want to hear. It's about what we need to hear. Think about that. I do thank you very much for taking your time, whether it's 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours. And to every single station that carries the Power Hour, whenever they carry the Power Hour, you're to be commended. Believe me, you are to be commended for going out on the edge and carrying programs like the Power Hour and Genesis Network. Let me tell you that in the second and third hour today, a favorite, of course, in the second hour, Dr. Cass Ingram will join us. We're going to talk about a protocol for Lyme disease. So stay tuned for that. In the third hour, you've been hearing about Mia Marie Pope. Mia Marie Pope, allegedly, and I say that because I don't know for sure, but she went to school with Obama in Hawaii. And she's got some things to say about what he was like then that she thinks he is still doing and being. So we'll talk to Mia Marie Pope in the third hour. And I'll tell you what, I have a lot of confidence in this lady. So we will talk to her in the third hour. You don't want to miss this program. It's been highly, you know, a lot of people talking about this issue, a lot of interviews online with her. We're going to get down to some of the issues. Well, if you're watching television, it's all about, oh my goodness, nothing, if you ask me. It is all about celebrity stuff and Obamacare. Come on, get the website up. Come on, get the website. No, we don't.